奉主耶稣圣名继续来跟大家探讨如何带领家庭的
family worship。
早上我们提到要建立一个谈论式家庭宗教教育这样的一种模式。
Just now we have already discussed about how to conduct a family or rather a family with communication。
所以我们要在家庭当中有很具体很实在的这种崇拜的这样子的祭坛。
And therefore, we must have a very practical and very effective family altar for worship.
家庭崇拜，当然能够越早开始越好。
Of course, family worship, if the sooner we can start it, the better.
但是不管我们孩子多大，至少我们要从现在开始来做。
So even if we have not started, we must begin right now.
我们要为我们的孩子来做这方面的预备。
We must make this kind of preparation for our children.
为他们来建立合一的家庭崇拜
to be able to establish a form of worship in them.
这一个工作是非常需要花时间而且需要是持久的一个工作
and this kind of work requires time and this kind of work lasts for a long time.
其实不是很容易
and in fact this work is not really that difficult.
但是只要我们有心来做也可以是很容易
it may be difficult but if we use our heart to do this work it can become easy.
我们一定要流泪撒种才能够欢呼收割
yeah, we must sow in tears only then can we reap in joy
所以既然我们期待我们的孩子能够有一个美好的信仰的一个品质
and since we want to have a high quality of faith in our children
那么我们就应当努力设法将我们的孩子完完全全引到神的面前
then we must put effort to lead our children before God
一般在家庭崇拜基本上就是祷告读经唱诗
generally family worship includes prayer and hymnal singing
这是我们家庭崇拜的一个基本的模式
and this is the basic model of family worship
但是因着我们的小孩子从零岁一直到长大成人
and because our children are from the ages of 0 years old to an adult
他们有不同的习性
They have different characteristics.
他们也有不同这种生活的这种这个特色。
And they have different types of lifestyle or characteristics.
或是他们各阶段都有不同吸收的能力。
And through the different stages of their life, they have different levels of absorption in terms of knowledge.
所以我们必须因着满足各种年龄层和生活方式的人他做智慧的调整跟应用。
And therefore, we must be able to use different methods and styles for the different age groups of our children.
有时候我们的家庭里头，大人有大人，有小孩。
So sometimes in our family, there are adults and there are also children.
小孩也许也不同的年龄。
Perhaps among the children, there are different ages.
所以我们也应当来了解每一个年龄层的人到底要用什么样的方式。才能够比较有效的来推动这种家庭崇拜的工作。
And therefore, we ought to understand the different age groups of our children as well as adults to be able to conduct effective family worship.
我在这边以八个阶段来跟大家来做一个探讨。
So here I will have a discussion based on 8 different stages.
当然这并不是我个人的创建。
Of course, this is not created by myself.
在这一章里头，我大部分都是参考这如何带领家庭崇拜这本书里面的一些介绍。
And most of these are introduced from reading the book of How to Lead a Family Worship.
也让我们一同来学习这样的一个课程。
And it's also a lesson for us to study together.
首先我们所看到的是零岁到六个月。
So first of all, we see the age group of 0 years to 6 months.
所以零岁就是指的在怀孕的阶段里头。
Of course, 0 years here refers to infancy.
上次我们也探讨了这个哈拿她在怀孕撒母耳时间这一段里面想必她的心情。
So previously we have also studied the heart of Hannah when she was pregnant with Samuel.
她对神充满着感恩。
She was full of gratitude to God.
她一直在自我做一个预备。
In fact, she was making self-preparation all the time.
因为她深知撒母耳是从神那边祈求来的。
Because she knows that Samuel was given to her by God.
而她也将在孩子生出来之后将他献给神。
And she has also dedicated him to God even before he was born.
所以在这段期间里头，她的心是喜乐平静。
So therefore, during that time, her heart was full of joy and full of peace.
相信也在这个时候，对小胎中的腹中的胎儿就有一个期许。
And we also believe that during that time, the child in the womb was also being cultivated.
今天我们每一个怀孕的妇女。
So for all of us who are pregnant today,
我们也应该做好这样子的一种预备跟期待。
Yeah, we also need to make this kind of preparations and cultivation.
在我们出生之前，就要不断为小生命来祷告。
And even before this life is being born, we ought to have ceaseless prayers and thanksgiving.
并且我们有机会也能够多参与教会的聚会。
And we also must take opportunity of more service to attend more services.
培养一个宁静安详的心境。
To cultivate a quiet and serene state of mind.
让孩子在一个感恩祝福当中来诞生。
So that the child can be born in an environment of thanksgiving and blessings.
我觉得这种情境的一种预备是非常重要的。
I believe that to be able to be in a state of quiet and sereneness is important.
我自己有两个女儿。
Personally, I have two daughters.
但是这两个女儿的个性不太一样。
But these two daughters have different characters.
后来我太太她自己也做了一番反省。
In fact, my wife has also have this reflection.
为什么大女儿脾气比较不好？
Why is it that an older daughter has a not so good temper?
有时候个性也有一些偏差。
And in fact, even in some of her character, that
所以,
is extremely,
特别的叛逆。
So she is extremely rebellious.
那后来我太太的检讨是因为她在怀孕她那个时候，她那时候是非常痛苦的时候。
So when my wife has reflected, she realized that when she was pregnant with my first daughter, she was in a state of suffering.
因为那时她在一个基督教的一个诗歌布道团里面工作。
Because she was working in a choir group.
在那里面她看到许许多的基督徒。
And then she has seen many different Christians.
很多都是牧师的孩子。
And many of them are children of pastors.
他们在一起服侍，在一起做布道的工作。
So they were serving together. At the same time, they were doing works of evangelism.
他看到了他们表面上每一个人都这么有恩赐，这么爱神。
And she have noticed that many of them are so talented and love God so much.
那么会悟性祷告，那么感人。
So they know how to pray with words of understanding, and they know how to motivate people.
但是他看到他们私下的那种生活的态度跟行为。
But then when they see their personal lives and behavior,
对男女关系上面不是很好。
And they are not very good in matters of boy-girl relationship.
他本身在那个情境当中，他受到很大的一个冲击。
So personally, she was shocked, or rather was impacted in her.
可能他自己的心里面也。 跟这些同事之间常常有一些这样子不愉快的事情。
And perhaps she was also in a state of unhappiness while she was dwelling with this colleague.
所以对孩子就有这样情绪上的影响，对孩子生出来就有不太好。
And because of negative moods, this has an impact on the child that she was bearing.
所以很多的专家在说到胎教的时候也特别强调这些。
So therefore, a lot of experts were saying it is also very important. The period of pregnancy is also very important.
所以我们在 怀孕的时候就应当来顾全到我们整个周遭这样的一个自己的情绪以及周遭的环境。
So therefore, in our time of when we are in this period of pregnancy, we ought to pay attention to cultivating the environment, a good environment.
这个对我们的孩子的个性是有影响。
Because this will impact on the character or the behavior of our children.
在这个事情上，我想到了路加福音1章41节。
So this matter have brought to mind Luke chapter 1.
施洗约翰他在妈妈的肚子里的时候。
So this John the Baptist, while he was still in the mother's womb.
因着这个玛利亚来到他的家庭。
When Mary visited their family.
结果当伊丽莎伯一听到玛利亚问安的话。
So when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary.
所怀的胎就在里面来跳动。
The babe in her womb leaped.
所以可见那个胎儿，他也可以在肚子里面被灵来感动。
So from here you can see that even this baby in the womb was able to be motivated by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事情。
So indeed this is something amazing.
所以其实我们也不要忽略了，孩子虽然在肚子里面。
So therefore let us not neglect the fact that although the child is in the womb,
但是他已经是一个非常真实的生命在里面。
He is already a very real life within the womb.
其实他已经可以从他的环境当中去吸收，去接受很多的信息。
In fact, he's already able to receive much feelings or motivation from outside the womb.
所以从孩子在肚子里的时候就开始来做崇拜。
So therefore, we must start this sense of worship from the time when the child is still in the womb.
所以有些父母，就怀孕的父母，哇，他每天都一定要听这些很特别的一些很祥和的音乐。
So therefore, we can see many pregnant mothers who start to listen to very serene or good music while she was pregnant.
这个都是他们有这样子的一种做法。
And this have this method or effectiveness to them.
在0岁到6个月这一段婴儿期。
So from 0 to 6 months, during this infancy.
因而这个孩子他没有心智的能力来了解父母所说的或是所做的事情。
So they are able to interact or rather be able to react to the parents' bodily movement, eye contact.
但是他却可以从经验里面来学习。
But she is this child is able to learn from experience.
父母的喜乐，父母的爱，以及父母敬畏神的心。
So whether it's in the area of the love of the parents, the joy of the parents, or the worship of the parents,
都会让孩子有所感受。
Will be able to be experienced by the child.
所以第一年的父母他所该做的最重要的事情。
So the most important thing the parents must do in the first year of the child.
就是爱他们的孩子。
It is to love their children.
并且帮助他们的孩子知道他被爱。
And also more importantly to allow the child to realize that he is being loved.
所以我们做父母的在这段期间里头要不断的用爱来接触孩子。
So therefore for us as parents, we must use love to communicate with our children.
其实这个工作是一直要持续的，这个动作。
In fact, this action and this behavior must be continued throughout their life.
我们要用眼神来关注他。
We must use eye contact to give attention to the child.
你看那个刚生出来的这婴孩，他的眼睛不断的在那边闪动。
We can see that a newborn baby will have very curious eyes that look all over the place.
所以常常我们会用一些小东西去故意吸引他的注意力。
So because of this, very often we will use some small things to catch the attention of this baby.
其实孩子他不断的在寻找另一双眼睛。
In fact, this baby is continually looking for another pair of eyes to look.
他看得到的眼睛。
Eyes that he can see.
所以我们要常常用眼睛来看着孩子。
So therefore, we must often use our eyes to look at the baby's eyes.
那另外第二个就是用身体的接触。
The second is to use bodily contact.
把他常常抱在我们的怀里面。
To continually to very frequently carry this baby with us.
喂奶。
To feed milk.
抱着他们祷告。
And to pray them, to carry them to pray.
甚至抱着他们崇拜。
Or even to carry them to worship.
然后多多的去戏弄他们。
And to often play with them.
这都是身体的接触。
And all these are bodily contact.
要让他们能够感受得到。
So that they are able to experience this.
甚至有些父母他们祷告的时候，他们就围着一起，大家没牵着这小宝贝的一起来祷告。
And sometimes parents will even bring the babies together to hold them together and to pray together.
也许长大以后会有不同接触的方式。
Perhaps as they grow, there will be different ways of body contact.
但是我们也要了解到，即使到了国中到青少年这一段阶段。
So, but we must realize that even when they go into secondary school or adolescence age,
我们仍然要注重身体的接触。
We must emphasize on bodily contact.
但是接触的方法不一样。
But this bodily contact must be different.
这时大概没办法是拥抱或是什么，他觉得很肉麻。
So perhaps we cannot use embrace or they may find this embarrassing.
但是有时候拍拍肩膀。
But sometimes if we give them a pat on the back,
握握他们的手，
or to shake their hands,
摸一下他们的头，
or to touch their head,
这个都是我们可以关怀的一个动作。
And all these are bodily contact that can show our concern.
这个动作，这种身体的接触还是要持续。
And this bodily contact must be continued.
那另外就是要集中注意力的来接触。
The next thing is to make deliberate or intense focus on them.
有时候我们在我们跟孩子在做一些事情，或是在喂奶的时候，我们要比较集中的精神。
So sometimes when we feed them with milk or to play with them, we ought to give them our attention.
最常看到的是都是一面父母一面看着电视一面在喂奶。
Very often we see parents while feeding the baby, they are watching TV and focusing on the TV.
甚至还有人还可以一边做菜，那是厉害。
And some people are even more fantastic where they can even cook vegetables while carrying the baby.
所以这个是教导我们要停下手边的一切的工作。
So what this tells us is the fact that we must put down our other work.
集中我们全部的注意力在跟孩子的这种接触上面。
To focus our full attention on our babies.
这样很会让我们的孩子很深的感受到这种爱。
This will allow our children to fully experience our love.
另外在这个时候小孩子他眼睛啊或者是听觉啊都一直慢慢的在发展。
And it's during this time when their sight or their hearing is continually growing.
他们也许并不能够了解到我们所说的话。
Perhaps they cannot understand everything that we say.
不过音乐或是一些声音都还是能够吸引他们。
But music or sounds will be able to attract their attention.
所以有时候我们做父母的可以的话，哼着歌哈，所以以前小孩子要摇篮曲啊，或是什么的，还要哼着歌来这样喂小孩，这个有它的有意义的。
So therefore, we can see parents when they feed the baby, they will sing to the baby. There are meaning to doing this.
所以有时候我们喂小孩的时候，唱着赞美诗哈，这个是很好的。
So therefore, it is good if we can feed our baby at the same time sing some hymns.
或是常常在小孩子。 不管是清醒的或是睡觉的时候，在我们周遭里面就常常有一些儿童的音乐。
Or within the environment, whether the baby is awake or asleep, we can play some children's hymns.
或是儿童的诗歌带。
Or this children's hymn cassette.
像以前我们在赠送一些礼物给那些刚生孩子的 baby 的哈，我大哥都是送这个睡梦箱这个录音带，不知道你们这边有没有。
So just like when I visit new parents who have newly born children, I will very often give them cassettes of lullabies.
这是外教会所做的这种儿童的故事音乐录音带。
And these are cassettes recorded by other churches of children hymns for lullabies.
我的小孩子几乎听这个听了四五年应该有。
I believe my children themselves have already heard such music for at least 4 to 5 years.
所以我也跟着听了四五年。
And so I've also listened likewise to this music for 4 to 5 years. In fact, every night we repeat and keep playing this cassette.
所以他们这种故事的内容，他们就很清楚，慢慢就越来越能够理解的时候，他们就都很清楚。
And over time, especially when they start to be able to understand things, they become very clear of this Bible story.
那里面还有前后都还有那种诗歌。
And also within this cassette, there are also hymns.
所以你的孩子，他这个无形一直在接受这些东西。So
subconsciously, these children are absorbing all these hymns.
这个是其实都是在对他一种教导。In
fact, this is a form of teaching.
然后我们也在这个这么小的孩子，我们也可以跟他一起在崇拜。And
also, even though they're at a very young age, we have already started to worship with our.
喂奶的前的时候，把他合起他的手来。
And during the time we were feeding them, we will clasp their hand together and pray together.
常抱着你的孩子，用简单重复。
And to pray frequently with our child in our arms using simple words.
你不断的这样的祷告,
and if you continue to pray this way,
其实孩子都会受到一些影响,
our child will be influenced.
他能够在妈妈的怀里的时候就已经对神有依靠的心了。
And then from there, in the bosom of the mother, they will be able to be instilled with a trust and worship of God.
这是我上次也有提到诗篇22篇第9节。
And this is also something which I mentioned before, as recorded in Psalms 22, verse 9.
诗篇22篇第9节。
Psalms 22, verse 9. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust when I was in my mother's breast.
我在母亲的怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心了。
So here mentions that from my mother's womb, I already have this trust in God.
所以记得在母亲的怀里这样子的，妈妈这样子用一种。 爱的表达，用一种喜乐的感觉，或一种敬畏神的心，这样子让孩子能够体验到。
So while this child is in the mother's bosom, and through the mother's love, mother's joy, and mother's worship of God, this child is able to experience all this.
小孩子就慢慢的在这样的影响当中来成长。
And so this child is able to grow under this kind of influence.
所以我这边有提到的就是像这种。 音乐啊，或是录音带哈，我们应当可以去选择，因为有时候我们自己教会出的并不是很多。
So in fact, we are able to selectively choose all these children hymns from other churches because our church do not have that many selection.
但是我也发觉到，我们教会台湾的教会其实也出了好多，但是我们这边好像也都没有什么信息。
Oh, I've realized that in our Taiwanese churches we have actually published many of these kind of cassettes, but a lot of these are not being publicized here.
因为我的女儿他们也被安排去就是录音哈，就做了很多的这个做了一些哈这个光碟。
Because my children have also been invited to sing in sing in these recordings, and they have published actually many cassettes.
所以我们能够尽量的找出哈，不管是中文的、英文的，我想都没有关系。
So we can find a lot of this kind of cassettes, whether it's in English or Chinese, it doesn't matter.
让孩子能够常常在这样的一个环境里面去听、去感受。
More importantly, is for our children to be able to experience and to hear this kind of music as they grow.
那我们父母亲也最好能够成为这个唱诗高手啊。
And we also hope that parents can also become these expert singers.
常常就对着我们的孩子来唱诗。
And to continually sing to our children.
第二阶段要跟他谈到6个月到2岁。
So the second phase is from 6 months to 2 years old.
这个时期是教导孩子崇拜习惯的一个非常关键的时期。
And this is a very important conceptual stage where we ought to teach them how to pray.
因为这个时候小孩子从只会的吸收这种海绵的海绵，这样进步到一个可以是一个伟大的一个模仿专家。
Because they can grow from this age into one who is able to emulate and follow examples.
也就是说，他从他的吸收的经验里头已经开始学会一些反应。
In other words, from their period of absorbing knowledge, they know how to react or to act out what they have learned.
尤其在这个阶段里面，小孩子从这个先爬的、慢慢的走的，开始已经会跑了。
Especially from the age where they start to learn how to crawl all the way to the time of running around.
在这段年龄的孩子，他也开始会抓住一些爸爸妈妈的一些告诉他的一些重点了。
And they are also able to recite the themes of what the parents have taught them.
尤其是2岁大的孩子，都已经可以了解到许多圣经的故事。
In fact, for a child who is 2 years old, they are already able to understand many stories in the Bible.
昨天跟文森兄的跟安宝姐妹他们的孩 他们在一起。
Yesterday I was with this family and their children.
张文生弟兄跟王安宝姐是台湾来的弟兄姐妹。那他们有一个一岁八个月的孩子。
I was with this Taiwanese family and they have a child who is 1 year and 8 months old.
昨天他就跟我谈到很多的见证。
So and they have told me
谈到他孩子的学习。
Many witnessings of how their child has learned.
他的一岁八个月，他已经会。 背那一些诗歌里面那种句子，哇，背蛮长的。
And although the child is only 1 year and 8 months old, the child was already able to recite many wordings of the hymns.
虽然口语不是很清楚。
Although she doesn't pronounce very clearly.
因为最近台湾总会已经编了一套这种儿童的那种诗歌的那种教材。
Because the Taiwanese GA recently have some resources or materials of recordings of hymns sung by young children.
这个妈妈就常常这样子念着那些内容，突然有一天她的孩子就突然会念出来，她吓一跳。
And the mother kept reciting these hymns to the baby, and one day this child was able to recite what the mother has sung.
所以这个就是有时候让我们在这段期间的孩子，他好像不知道什么。
So sometimes it lets us feel that although we may think that the child may not understand anything.
但是这一段期间，他常常在我们认为他不可能去做什么事情的时候，他常常做出一些特别出来，让我们感觉到压抑。
But surprisingly, it is during such a time when we thought that they are not able to learn anything. All of a sudden, they act out what they have learned.
因为这个事情，他特别会去做一种模仿。
Because it's during this time that they are most able to emulate.
虽然他不了解那个意思是什么。
Although they do not know what the meaning of all these things are.
但是你教他，他怎么教他就怎么去学。
But they will always learn the way we teach them.
所以在这一段里头，我们要好好的来善用这一段的时期。
So therefore, we must make good use of this period of time.
所以很多这个妈妈，她在这一两年里头，她把工作先暂时卸下。 来专心照顾他的孩子。
So that's why we can see many mothers who will make use of this period of time of the child to give up their jobs to tend to their children.
因为这一段时间，他们那种母亲跟孩子那种接触，是对他最具影响力的一个阶段。
It is because it is during this time that the bond between the mother and the child will be the most effective.
那在这一段的这种崇拜呢，其实我们也是祷告啊、唱诗啊，还有啊，或是啊做一些简短的功课。
So during this time, we will also use the method of prayer, hymnal, or give them some exercise.
首先，我们这边提到教导的祷告。
So here, we mention about teaching him to pray.
我们用一句话来祷告来开始。
We will teach them beginning with a one phrase prayer.
然后慢慢的增加祷告的复杂性。
And gradually, we progress into a more complex kind.
然后再用填或是可以用填充式的祷告来帮助他。
Or we can also use fill the blanks kind of prayer.
所以这边是当然是悟性，指的悟性祷告。只有这么小的孩子，当然我们都用悟性祷告。
Of course, what it means here is to pray with words of understanding.
每天就是比如说为爸爸妈妈，就爸爸就用悟性的念出一句话来。
For example, the father will teach them how to pray using words of understanding.
这样子反复这样子念。
And then he will keep repeating this phrase.
然后看孩子长大，看他的反应的程度，然后慢慢的增加祷告的复杂性。
And as the child grows, and depending on their reaction, the parents can now use a more complex prayer.
有时候再加上一些，比如说你讲一句，故意给他漏两个字不念，看看会不会念出来哈。
Whereas during this process, we can also give them exercise where we say a phrase of prayer and we purposely miss out one or two words to see if this child can fill in the blanks.
这个是我们可以用的教导祷告的方式。
And this is a prayer method.
那祷告的内容就是为孩子特别喜欢的东西来感谢神。
And the content of prayer will be, we can use the content of something that the child especially likes.
比如说什么人啊，什么动物啊，或是哪一个玩具啊。
For example, we use the example of whichever person, whichever animal, or whichever toy.
那你祷告了，尽量用小孩子可以理解的，他所知道的，好，那个跟生活有关的。
So in our prayer, we use things that the child is able to experience or the child is able to understand in the content of our prayer.
祷告的内容就是都是鼓励孩子表达对神的爱。
So in the content of prayer, what we want to do is to focus or to concentrate in areas or rather focus in making our child express his love for God.
比如说很简单的，感谢主耶稣，赏赐，给我这一顿美好的食物，就这样一句话。
For example, we can teach our child to give thanks to God for a particular, for the food that he's eating.
感谢主耶稣赏赐给我这么一个好的玩具。
Or to teach our child to thank God for such a wonderful toy that he has.
类似这样子，让他简单的这种表达。
And we can continue to use this simple way of expression.
然后这个时候，因为小孩子最会有模仿性。
Because it is during this time that the child is most able to imitate.
所以有时候我们就是要做给他们来看。
So very often we ought to set the example to show them.
所以在这个时候，我们祷告的时候，我们可以自己跪下来。
So in prayer, we can kneel down ourselves.
闭上眼睛合掌，那小孩子就会来模仿我们。
Or to close our eyes and to pray with our hands cups and claps, and then our children will follow us.
因为这段我自己的印象已经太遥远了，所以有点不太记得我们怎么做了。
And for myself, because it was a long time ago, I cannot really quite remember what I did.
不过我印象的就是我的孩子在那个娃娃车里面去，哇，常常在那边表演节目，我倒是蛮记得。
What I can remember very clearly was the fact that my children were playing in this toy car. Right?
我们就在那边，我们在外面，他在里面，哇，我们就在这边唱歌，表演动作。
And they were performing inside this toy car of singing hymns and with full of actions. And they will do this in the car with us outside the car.
然后我们祷告，他在里面祷告。
And we pray outside the car, and they will pray inside the toy car.
这个小孩子都会看，会学习的。
And all these are things that our child can imitate.
那在这个时候，我们所用的诗歌，所写的诗歌，都是用孩子可做动作的一些诗歌。
And the hymns that we choose ought to be those that are action songs that our children can participate in.
像拍手啊，比手画脚啊，或摇摇头啊，或是。 点点头啊，跳跃啊，这个都是小孩子他可以动的，可以会的动作。
For example, action songs may involve clapping of hands, moving our bodies, or shaking our head. All these are actions that we can incorporate into this hymn singing.
然后配合一些比较简单的乐器，比如说像以前我们都是那个响板啊，哈。
And we can even accompany all this hymnal singing with percussion instruments like bells or castanets.
或是会发出声音的一些铃铛啊。
Or any of these kind of bells that will give make some noise.
一边唱诗，一边要比动作。
And to sing hymns at the same time to have actions in these songs.
这个是我们可以来做。
And all these are things that we can do.
那另外，像这个，我们可以跟他们有讲故事。
Other than this, we can also tell them Bible stories.
其实2岁的孩子，他们已经慢慢的能够来接受。
In fact, a child that is 2 years old is already able to accept or understand or listen to
stories.
但是我们可以用一些技巧性。 But we can also use some tactfulness.
我们做一些简单不复杂的一些图片。
To or rather some methods to have posters or pictures that are simple.
所以有时候我们看杂志啊，如果说或是看报或资料，有一些图片的话，我们觉得可以用的话，把它剪下来。
For example, when we read newspapers or read some publications, we see some pictures that we can use. We can cut down or cut down these pictures.
找妈妈的话，你就找一个漂亮的女人，就把它剪下来，是妈妈啊，动物也剪下来，动物哈。
Or we see a pretty lady, we will cut out the picture and say this is like your mother. Or we see an animal picture of an animal, we cut it out and say this is what kind of animal.
然后我们利用这些图片来教导一些孩子认识圣经上的故事。
So we can use this kind of pictures to allow our children to understand certain Bible stories.
尽量用他们所熟悉的概念或是实物教材来做一个教导。
So we should try to use stories or things that our children can understand or can relate to as our resources or materials.
比如说他们的家人啊，或是一些小宠物啊。
For example, these materials can relate to people in the family or small animals that they are familiar with.
他们的朋友啊，或是正在学习的一些东西。
or their friends or things that they are learning at that point of time.
这都是他们比较熟悉的东西。
Now, all these things are things that they are more familiar
with. 我们用这些东西来做一个教导。
We can use these materials as our resource for teaching.
那在这个教导的过程呢, 我们选材很重要。
And in this process of teaching, our choice of materials are very important.
我们尽量避免一些这个 比较有负面的一些影响的这个内容。
We must choose materials that have no side effects.
比如说圣经里面也可能有打打杀杀。
For example, in the Bible, there are pictures or stories of killings and wars.
也有一些欺骗。
Or there are stories of cheating.
也有一些人做的坏事，受了处罚。
Or there are stories of people who have done evil and they were punished.
这个在这一段年龄是不太适合的。
And at this age of the child, such materials are not suitable.
我们是灌输积极的观念，教导他们对的行为。
What we want to do is to instill in them positive thinking and understanding, and to give them this kind of positive teaching.
使他们的心充满着善良积极的思想。
So that they can be filled with a heart of kindness and positive thoughts.
我们讲故事呢, 也尽量简单。
And our stories ought to be as simple as possible.
避免不必要的细节。
To avoid unnecessary details.
然后在这种讲故事呢, 一期期当中, 都是环顾同样的故事。
And we can keep repeating the same stories over and over again.
小孩子不会听腻的了。
Because children will never get tired.
然后到他一个完全的熟悉之后, 再换另外一个故事。
So when they are fully familiar with the stories that they have heard, then we can change to another story.
在跟他们讲故事的过程当中, 我们也要注意这个态度要有热忱, 不要一下子忙这些, 一下子又做什么事情, 让故事中断。
So when we tell the stories to our child, let us be fully focused and not to be distracted with other things where we stop the story halfway and start tending to household chores.
最好的一个教导就是我们能够 用一些简单不复杂的图片, 做一些视觉的辅助的教材。
The most effective way of teaching them is to use simple pictures and concepts and objects as material for our teaching.
或是去找一些 圣经图画书。
Or perhaps to find picture Bibles, Bible books.
这样子来讲故事，来告诉孩子，让他们听，能够看。
And to use these pictures and to tell our children stories so that they are able to hear at the same time to see.
向他们解释一切美好的事物。
And to teach them all the beautiful things.
然后我们每天所享受美好的东西。
So that every day in our lives we can experience good things.
这都是出于主的恩赐, 所以要感谢神。
To tell them that all these are given by the blessings of God, therefore we must thank God.
所以碰到, 这件事情是很正面的一面, 就为这样的事情来感谢神。
So especially when we are faced with this kind of positive things in our life, we teach them how to give thanks to God.
让这么小的小孩, 他就能够, 这样子来学习感谢。
And through this, our young child will be able to learn these things and to learn how to give thanks to God.
这个时候开始也可以教他背一个字的圣句。
And it's also during this time that we can teach our child to memorize one phrase Bible verse.
就像昨天听这个在教他们在教导多多的时候, 就是张文生弟兄, 都是一个字一个字这样来教他们。
Just like when I heard this witnessing from this Taiwanese family, that the child was able to learn short phrases of the Bible, and this child learned word by word and is able to recite.
比如说叫他们耶稣啊,
For example, they will teach this child
天使啊,
the word Jesus or angel,
或是圣经某个神的使徒的名字啊,
or the name of a certain apostle in the Bible,
或是某一个圣经里面所出现的东西啊,
or to teach them words describing a certain thing, a character in the Bible.
或者说, 神好爱你啊,
or to tell, or to teach the child.
类似这样子的一种简单的一句话，一个字，两个字这样。
That Jesus loves you, and to teach the child one or two words that the baby is able to understand.
小孩子他就会开始来背。
And then this child will be able to memorize.
第三个阶段是2岁到3岁。
The third phase is from 2 years to 3 years old.
这个阶段的孩子，他的主要特征是这个注意力很短暂。
And this and the speciality of a child is during this age is the fact that his attention is very short span.
但是我们崇拜呢，我们可以也是可以做一个很简短的特别的祷告。
But in our prayer, especially when we teach them, we can use a very simple and short prayer.
或是很有兴趣的讲一段圣经的故事。
or to tell them a very exciting or interesting Bible story.
然后唱一两首短歌。
And to sing to them one or two songs.
重复他们所背的圣经经句。
And to repeat the Bible verses that they are familiar with.
最后赏给他们一颗棒棒糖。
Oh, and finally to give them a sweet a lollipop.
所以在两岁的孩子其实也是可以这样子做一个崇拜。
So even though they are 2 to 3 years old, we can have this kind of worship with them.
所以在祷告的过程呢，我们可以鼓励孩子用一两句他自己的话来祷告。
And in our prayer, we can teach them one or two to three phrases in their own words for prayer.
其实这个孩子他们可能已经稍微已经会用一些智慧了，词汇了。
And in fact, during that time, they are already able to express a certain level of understanding.
所以他们可能也会改变他们的一个祷告。
Perhaps during that time, they also know how to change their prayer.
有时候不一定照着我们父母的意思。
Perhaps they may pray without not according to.
我们就配合他们所能理解的程度，这样让他们选择他们想要祷告的题目。
Our understanding, what we can do is we can complement their understanding to pray according to their words and understanding.
不过这个时候孩子都比较容易疲倦、烦躁。
And because during this age, the child gets frustrated or tired very easily.
我们祷告也要尽量的简短。
Therefore, prayer must be as short and as simple.
另外，我们要创造一些祷告的乐趣。
At the same time, we must also make prayers an enjoyable experience.
常常这是我们私人的秘密的时间哈，要我们一起来向神祷告。
For example, to tell them that this is a very secretive time for us to secretly pray to God.
让他觉得很喜欢祷告。
To instill in them a joy in praying.
当然有时候我们要避免一些除去一些让孩子不能够分心的那样子的一个那个旁物啊。
At the same time, we must also remove things around them that can cause them to be distracted.
我发觉在我们这边祷告比较辛苦。
I find that it is harder to pray in our environment here.
因为我看很多人都直接跪在地上。
Because I see that when we pray, we will kneel on the floor.
那祷告垫也比较薄。
And then the kneeling pad are thinner.
在台湾大概祷告垫都比较厚。
I find that the kneeling pads in Taiwan churches are thicker.
跪起来比较不会那么不舒服。
So when we kneel down to pray, it will be more comfortable.
那我在我的家庭里也特别找了两个那么厚的这个海绵垫，做祷告垫。
And in my house, I have found a kneeling pad where the sponge is especially thick.
所以跪下来比较不容易累。
So when we kneel down on this kneeling pad, we will feel less tired.
有时候可以跪得比较久。
And because of this, we can kneel longer.
当然我不晓得我们这边是怎么样的一个这样的做法是，可能是我们习惯性吧。
So I'm not sure why we have this practice here. Perhaps it is a practice.
不过我也是建议是说，如果我们老人家尽量不要直接膝盖就跪在地板上。
So in fact, I would encourage that our more senior members to avoid kneeling using with direct contact on the hard floor.
如果我们要让我们的祷告能够更专心更持久的话，也尽量不要让我们的膝盖造成的压力痛苦影响到我们祷告的心。
I would recommend that in order to allow our prayers to be longer and more effective, we should avoid bringing sufferings to our kneecaps.
所以有时候我们对我们的孩子的时候，我们就是要考虑到能够不会影响到他分心的一些事情。
So therefore, when we teach our children to pray, we ought to remove factors that would affect their concentration in prayer.
另外这边也提，我这边第三个也提到。
So the third point here I've also mentioned.
选择跟圣经有故事有关。以配合特定信息的一些短歌来教唱。
That we should choose and teach short hymns that are related to Bible stories or of a special message.
今天我们可以用配合这样的诗歌来做一些教导。
Today we can accompany these hymns with instruments and action.
有些诗歌里头都是在强调某一个圣经的故事。
So these short hymns will emphasize on certain teachings or story in the Bible.
或是在教导孩子某一方面的道理。
Or perhaps they teach our children a certain teaching.
所以我们就是可以唱这一首诗歌。
So we can use these hymns and sing these hymns.
然后告诉他这里面的含义。
And then after that, explain to them the meaning behind this.
这样借着诗歌来做这样的一个教导。
And to use these hymns as a way of teaching.
所以我们一定要做父母的，我们也自己要熟悉一些诗歌。
And therefore, for us as parents, we ought to be familiar with these hymns.
尤其是儿童的诗歌.
Especially children hymns.
所以我是觉得每一个做父母的都应当要来学习儿童诗歌.
So therefore, I think that for all of us who are parents, we ought to learn all these children hymns.
所以上礼拜我才问说有没有人没有上过这样课程的，希望能够重新回来修这上了这些课程.
So that's why I mentioned that last week that those of us who are parents who have not attended such lessons ought to re-attend such lessons.
不过昨天我也听到了，我有点讶异，就是说我们现在这边的宗教教育好像也很少唱这样的诗歌，是不是？
So quite surprised yesterday when I heard that we over in our church here we seldom listen as parents listen to children's songs.
因为我们儿童班的时间都跟我们成人聚会是同时的。
Because our children class are being conducted at the same time as our main service.
一起祷告完了之后就下去上课，那可能一个钟头结束，他们就要跟着回家，那可能没有诗诵课程，或是比较没有来教一些这样子儿童特别的诗歌。
And our process is that the moment after the opening hymn and prayer, our children will go to the children class, and after the service, we'll go home together. And there's no time where parents and children will gather together to sing or to sing or to listen to children's songs.
我反而觉得这个诗歌比这种信息又更重要。
In fact, I feel that this listening to children's songs together are more important than listening to the message.
这个是我们在台湾大概宗教教育里头，大概都会有半个小时的诗诵课程。
And in fact, in the Taiwanese churches, we will have at least about half an hour period where parents and children will listen or sing hymns together.
都会，小孩子几乎从小就会唱很多的诗歌。
And children from very young age would already know how to sing many of these hymns.
甚至我们现在到这个年纪的时候还记得一些简单的诗歌。
In fact, for us who have grown up now, we still remember many of these children.
所以我是觉得这个是蛮重要的。
So I feel that this is something that is very important.
那另外就是在教导圣经方面。
So the next area is regarding teachings from the Bible.
所以这个孩子他蛮时期都蛮喜欢重复的。
And because children of this age likes to repeat things.
所以我们可以一星期当中每天讲述重复同样的故事。
So therefore we can repeat stories every day.
也使用一些视觉辅助教材来帮忙。
We can also use different resources or stories to help us in this teaching.
但是我们可以每天强调故事当中不同的部分。
But every day when we recite these stories, we can emphasize on different teachings or different parts.
因为每个故事里头也许都有好几个层次的道理可以来勉励。
Because perhaps in this story, there are different areas of teachings that we can use to edify them.
每天注重一部分。
So every day we can emphasize on different portions.
然后这个时候其实我们的声调 跟我们的态度可能比我们那个内容还更重要。
So perhaps during this age, our tone of voice or our manner of expression is more important than the content of the story itself.
所以我们不是要用念故事，而是要讲故事。
So therefore, we ought not just recite a story, but we ought to tell a story.
另外呢，我们有时候也要让我们的孩子有机会，当他们学会整个故事的时候，让他们来表达。
So at the same time, when we are teaching them this story, we also should give them an opportunity to express what they have learned.
所以再让家庭崇拜他，请他把这个故事来讲一遍给你们听。
So in this home worship, we can also tell them to recite or to tell us what the story is about.
一方面也让他们能够有所参与。
At the same time also, we give them an opportunity to participate.
讲完故事之后呢，我们甚至可以问一些圣经的问题。
So after learning this story, we can also ask them certain questions relating to this.
来刺激他的心思想，帮助他把圣经的故事应用到个人的生活上面。
So we ask them these questions to trigger or to invoke their thoughts to show their understanding of this story.
比如说讲到利百加取水给这个骆驼喝的这个故事里头。
For example, when we tell the story of Rebecca taking water to feed the camels,
你就可以问他说，为什么利百加要拿水给这个骆驼喝呢？
For example, we can ask our child to say, why does Rebecca have to fetch water for the camels?
因为他有一颗仁慈的心。答案是这样。
So we can seek for answers like because.
那你就继续问小孩子，那你能够做哪一些仁慈的事情？
Heart of compassion. Then we can continue to ask our child, what kind of compassionate things you can do?
你能够为爸爸做什么仁慈的事情吗？
Or we can ask them what kind of compassionate things you can do for your father.
你就可以爸爸回来的时候赶快倒一杯水给他喝。
So we can tell them perhaps when your father comes back, you can quickly fetch a water for your father.
这样子我们就可以把故事跟应用他本身的一个实际生活面里面。
So from here, we can use stories and to also relate these stories into real life experiences for the child.
但这个时候我们要很谨慎的，就是因为这个小这一段的阶段小，他还不会有推理这样子的一种。 原则来做一个调和。
So we must be careful during this time because at this age they are not able to use their rationality to judge things they have learned.
所以他们会把圣经很多奇妙的神迹看作是每天都一定会发生的事情。
So sometimes they will look at miracles in the Bible or special circumstances in the Bible to think as though these things happen in real life all the time.
所以我们在讲故事的时候避免谈到神迹奇事的故事。
So therefore when we tell these stories, let us avoid telling too many things about miracles.
当然也并不一定是全部的神迹故事了。
Of course, I'm not saying that we ought to avoid all stories that has
miracles. 比如说这个耶稣走海面，这个神迹你最好不要讲。
For example, it's better not to tell them stories about the Lord Jesus walking on water.
不然哪一天大家奉主耶稣圣名走在水面上的话，就糟糕了。
Let's see, one day, you know, decide to in the name of Jesus walk on water.
所以有一些我们要谨慎，因为小孩子他还不太会分辨。
So therefore, we ought to be very careful because our child is not able to discern these stories that they hear.
而有时候他们有单纯的信心。
And also because very often they have this simple faith.
但是他们没有办法分辨，但是也许不是不一定每个人都成都成就。
Because they are not able to discern that these miracles do not happen to everybody.
所以这个是教导的时候我们要比较特别注意。
So these are something that we ought to pay special attention when we teach our child.
这个时候他们已经正快速发展他们的口语技巧。
It is also during this time that they also learn their manner of speech or rather their eloquence.
所以这一段时间是鼓励背圣句的最好的时机。
So this is also the best time to teach them how to memorize verses.
我们也来设定一些奖励孩子说出金句的一种办法。
We should also think of a reward system where we reward them for remembering verses.
就像我们教会最常用的贴一个贴纸星星
For example, the method that our church use the most often is by using stickers, by giving them stickers if they memorize.
贴满了之后就贴满一个程度，就可以向老师来领取什么奖品。
And after they have completed their sequence of stickers, then they can receive a reward or a gift from the teacher.
在这个年龄的小孩子，他用这个方式是非常好有用的。
And this is the most effective and most useful method to deal with children of this age.
所以我们好好的来鼓励他们来背诵。
So therefore, we must effectively use this method to teach them.
所以也有很多人就是也是教他们背什么唐诗这个三字经很多背很多外面的这种古典的书籍。
Oh, but some parents will use this philosophical sayings from the Chinese era to teach them to memorize verses and poems.
但是如果说我们也可以在这个时候多鼓励他们背一点圣经。
But if we can use this time to make them learn more memory verse.
当然我们可以替他们选择对他们生活当中可能比较有一些直接教育意义的这些圣经。
Of course, we can be selective and use and choose verses that can relate to their everyday life more.
相信两岁跟三岁的人，我们真的就可以看到孩子们他们那种信仰的表达。
So by doing so, we can see from these 2 or 3 year old children, their expression of what they have learned.
早上的这个时间我先上到这个地方，我们下午再从第四个单元开始，第四个阶段开始来谈。
So for this morning, we will stop at this stage. So in the afternoon, we will continue from the fourth section.